Good morning. We are sitting on a Thursday morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Tick tock, tick tock. The time keeps moving along toward February 5th when we need $1.5 million in the bank. We have $950, just about $1,000 now, Alan.
Listen, David, there are all kinds of ways of understanding what's really going on here. But there's just no way around it. If everybody puts in something, we make it. The more that people understand, I mean understand in their hearts, that this thing just has to be supported. But it doesn't have to be supported with a gazillion dollars. It has to be supported with whatever you can do, whether it's 50 or 100 or 150. I wish I knew in my life how to explain that it is a matter of what we know as people, as parents, as children, as uncles and aunts about the best in American life. And if there's anything better than what this radio station does, I want to know it. In a time when we hear from Donald Trump that he's giving out awards for the worst press, and we have Senator Flake coming out and saying, this guy reminds me of Joseph Stalin and Stalinism. And then you say, okay, so we have this wonderful station that speaks truth to power all the time, that presents all sides. What is my thing that I should do? And it's just put something in. If you walk away, if you say, let somebody do it, well, you know what happens in elections when you do that. And the same thing happens here. It's not magic. It's just that if I can just get through to everybody and say, let's do it, we'd be done. And we've done remarkable things. We say thank you to everybody who's done so much already. But now we've got to really get going because we only have until February 5th. We have $500,000 to raise.
WAMC.org. It's open now.
It is, David. You say the truth.
Well, and as you referenced, the truth, accuracy, the press, and Trump's announced fake news awards. Larger than that, of course, is the discussions about the impact of that and undermining the power of the press.
Well, that's right. Senator Flake said it best. This is Stalinism. This is the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. This is freedom of the press. So along comes Trump. He gives an award to Paul Krugman. And Krugman said the stock market will recover. And Trump says, you see, the stock market is doing so well. And Krugman says, it ain't over yet. And it ain't. Let me tell you, what goes up comes down. And there's a real question as to whether unbridled, unrestrained capitalism is the way to go. After 08, we put all kinds of restrictions on what banks could do, derivatives and all the rest of it. Along comes Trump and he says, take it all off. And of course, you're just asking for it to happen again. We know that. So this is really nutty stuff. Am I a capitalist? Sure I am. But do I want to see that there are restrictions on what banks and others can do? Yes, we've got to do that. Franklin Roosevelt knew that, and he was no commie, that's for sure.
The coming Olympics in Pyeongchang, Alan, and this seeming detente between the North and the South. The hockey team is going to play as one, the women's hockey team, and how that's affecting international relations with North Korea and South Korea, the United States, China, the rest.
Well, listen, this is good. We had ping pong diplomacy back in the day. With China, it opened things up. It just means that we're moving along. Does Donald Trump like this? Well, he certainly hasn't indicated that he does. I'm sure that if things open up, he'll take credit for it. CCI was playing the bad guy, and South Korea was playing the good guy, and that's the way that it happened. But you got to give a lot of credit to the South Koreans and to their leadership for saying, you know, we can make this thing happen, we can make it go, and we don't have to start threatening each other with nuclear devices. You know, there was a big explosion out in the sky the other night, and our people said it was a meteor, and I hope it was. But the point is, we had better be very careful, because we are reaching a precipice here where nuclear weapons are just way too easy. When you see Donald Trump saying, hey, I got my finger on the button and my button is bigger than your button. That's how it happens, folks. We saw it the other day in Hawaii. One little mistake and the world could be annihilated.
Without that information, you can't make decisions yourself. So get to the lockbox at WAMC.org. The time is running out.
Boy, are you right about that. We have just got to do it now. WAMC.org. We can do it. Come on now, everybody. If you haven't done anything, just do it. If you've done something, we love you for that.